Today's episode is brought to you by WorldwideGolfShops.com. Look, I don't know if you guys have heard, but 2020 has been one of the weirdest years ever, but also one of the best golf years ever for the industry. And WorldwideGolfShops.com has all of the great gear from all of the top brands, including training aids, apparel, and accessories, everything that you need to get you on the course and playing a little bit better. So go out to WorldwideGolfShops.com today.
You're listening to the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, your source for in-depth interviews with the biggest names, brands, and personalities in golf. Our mission? To keep you informed and help you enjoy the game even more. And now, the owner and host of the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, Adam Fonseca.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the show. This is the Golf Unfiltered Podcast. You know me. I'm Adam from golfunfiltered.com. You can find us all over social media at Golf Unfiltered, and you can send me an email, adam@golfunfiltered.com. You guys know we are part of the THP Podcast Network, along with our friends over at Off Course, and you can listen to all of our shows over at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, anywhere you could find your favorite podcasts. And of course, hello to our friends over at Cleveland, Srixon, and Zegzio. A lot more coming out about those great brands here in the next few months, so stay tuned, and we'll tell you all about it. Today, folks, our guest is Mr. Tyler Bruton. He is of Ben Hogan Golf, and we are going to talk a lot about the exciting new GS 53 Max drivers over at Ben Hogan. Tyler and I talk a lot about not only the design of the club, what golfers like you and I can expect from a driver of this caliber, but also, how is it so darn affordable? Well, if you guys have listened to any episodes that we've had with our friends over at Ben Hogan, you know exactly why they follow the direct-to-consumer model. But if this is the first time you're hearing about Ben Hogan Golf, then we're going to go even deeper into some of the background of the company as well as what Tyler does over at the brand. So sit back and relax. I hope you enjoy this conversation with Tyler Bruton from Ben Hogan Golf. Today's episode is also brought to you by the Ben Hogan Golf Equipment Company. No big hype, no big price, but definitely a big deal. Take advantage of their factory direct model where you cut out the middleman and get the best products shipped to your door direct from the company. They've got a demo program to try out their products before you buy, a trade-up program to get these clubs in your hands even quicker, and special financing where you can split your payment into four to make these clubs even more affordable. Go to benhogangolf.com to learn more. Welcome back, folks. As I mentioned at the top of the show, I'm excited to have on my friend Tyler Bruton from Ben Hogan Golf. Tyler, thanks so much for coming on. I am extremely excited to speak with you. This is the first time you've been on the show. We should have did this a long time ago. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, Adam. Thanks for having me. Yes, usually Scott White, our CEO, pops on. He likes doing these things, but I'm glad we're able finally to connect here and do this together.
Absolutely, sir. And we've got a couple things that we want to cover in today's show. First and foremost, of course, you've got a new driver coming out at Ben Hogan Golf, the GS 53 Max driver. And then, of course, we've got a very special event that we're going to chat about towards the end of our conversation. But before we get to either of those, for folks who might not know the name of Tyler Bruton, what do you do with the company and how long have you been there?
Yeah, great question. So Tyler Bruton, I am the director of marketing at Ben Hogan Golf. I've been connected with the organization for the past 6 years with a brief stint away, but have been back, you know, as we relaunched this direct consumer only benhogangolf.com, have been with the company since late 2017. Had a fun time doing so. I've seen a lot of ups and downs, a lot of ups in the last few years, and kind of have my hand all over the place in the organization, and you know, trying to make a name and build and bring awareness back to Ben Hogan Golf.
You know, the marketing element of a direct to consumer model like Ben Hogan, you got a lot of stuff you have to balance, I'd imagine. Not only the history of the name Ben Hogan Golf, but also the model itself. Is that a hard thing to balance back and forth?
It is, and absolutely, you know, Ben Hogan, Mr. Hogan, as he's known in the walls of Ben Hogan Golf, is he means and drives the business itself. We're doing things a little bit different with the direct consumer business, but it's still Mr. Hogan's company for sure. And as you've had Scott on before, and he's talked about, you know, a chair that sits in the organization that used to sit in Mr. Hogan's office. There's plenty of reminders of who we're still working for today. And then you're right, the direct consumer is completely different. We're not selling in retailers. You're not going to find us at any of the big box stores, the PGA Tour superstores. So we're creating a new business, a new business model in the golf industry that not a lot of people know how it's going to work. But again, for the last 3 years, it's been on the up. And even through the craziness of 2020 with the pandemic, Ben Hogan is definitely turning some eyeballs. And as we get on to talk a little bit about the driver, you've seen some of the other product releases we've had this year. They've been very successful for us. And we're just excited to keep going with 2020 and even start talking about 2021.
And as you know, we have a large audience at the hackersparadise.com. They all love Ben Hogan. You know, I do, of course. And sure. I will, you know, just agree with what you just mentioned from my own perspective. Just the products that you guys continue to come out with are absolutely phenomenal. And that, you know, the most recent, of course, as you talked about, was the GS53 Max drivers. So, you know, before we get into some more, you know, more detail regarding the club, what's the headline of the GS53 Max driver? What, when you run into someone on the street, what are you going to tell them about the new product?
Yeah, great question. The GS53 Max driver is, you know, a complementary product to the original GS53 original driver that we released, you know, a year and a half ago. And, you know, kind of a little feather in our cap is it was the first driver released by a Ben Hogan golf company in 20 years. So, you know, we took on the GS53 original. We learned a little bit, you know, listened to the players' feedback. And, you know, we think built a complementary product to the GS53 original. What we would say, or if you're looking for a tagline, is it's really designed to deliver maximum distance and forgiveness, right? It's a different shape. It's a little bigger. It goes from 445 cc to this one is a 460 cc head driver. A lot of similar characteristics, but also packed with a little bit more technology. Our GS53 Max driver has a carbon, like ultra lightweight carbon composite crown. And what that does and allows us to do is we put a heavy tungsten weight in the back, allowing for, you know, bringing a lower center of gravity and promoting the higher ball flight. So the carbon composite, you know, is not a big deal anymore as more OEMs keep using that technology, but it's a big deal for us. The original GS53 original driver was titanium all the way around. Us, you know, being able to play a lot with the center of gravity, bringing in this into the GS53 Max is a big deal for us. The feedback we've received, the player testing that we've had out on the field for a while, just locally, they love this driver. It's just it's definitely not. I mean, it's as large as you can make it. It's not sure. A coconut on the end of a stick, though. It's a good shape driver. It looks good. It feels good. It feels solid, and it sounds great.
You know, it's got that nice traditional look to it as well. You know, and it's always. I kind of balk at saying the word traditional sometimes because these drivers these days, there's so much tech that go into these things. They're anything but traditional, you know, but true. You know, one of the elements that you touched on, and yes, the carbon crown, you know, that's something that a lot of brands are doing for good reason because it works. And, you know, another thing that I noticed on the GS53 Max driver is the speed slot. So that's something that is new for this product, and what can you tell us more about that particular feature?
Yeah, new in a sense that it is and it isn't, right? The GS53 original had the speed slot. Sure. That's, you know, kind of a homage back to the Ben Hogan speed slot. And many of the even Persimmon Woods had the traditional speed slot. And really, you know, the design there was to help with the aerodynamics and the swing speed, just generating a faster swing speed. And again, kind of just a payback to the original Ben Hogan company and what they've done in the past and just building on a feature that has worked in the past for us.
You know, and that's a really important point that you bring up. And I'm glad you went there because there are some features that perhaps we will see on new products that really, you know, they had a place in the game in some degree in the past, you know, and it's nice to see where brands like Ben Hogan, they're getting back to these things and say, hey, look, these work. Let's fine tune these elements, maybe modernize them into a certain degree, and then allow our fans to take advantage of that. Because I think as we've seen over time in different products, as well as certainly what Ben Hogan has produced over the years, people really love this stuff. And so I'd imagine that you're getting a lot of excitement and a lot of buzz around these features already.
For sure. And one of the advantages of the direct consumer businesses is one, to your point, you're absolutely right. We're taking, you know, what we've learned in the past and what we've known and modernized with, you know, new materials, new metals, things that just weren't around, you know, when forging a golf club 10, 20, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. So the other, you know, so that's one benefit of where we're positioned, but two, the benefit of we have, you know, direct connection with all of our consumers. You know, you're not, again, going to a retailer and buying a product, or you can surely go get fit by a local pro or some of the, you know, club champions or some of the other fitters with the Ben Hogan product. But, you know, most of the interaction is happening direct with us, and that's on social media. That's, you know, with our customer service guys. It's, you know, send an email. I can tell you, if you send an email, most of our company, you know, from top to bottom is reading these emails, or at least hearing the good and the bad, right? Like, and it's, so it's stuff that we're learning. We put a lot of trust into our consumers and listen to what they want next. So it's a great thing to be happening.
You know, and listening to consumers is something that I really love when brands come right out and say, yeah, we take voice of customer very seriously. And it's something that we talk a lot about on this podcast with other brands as well, you know? And sure. So just to kind of go down that line a little bit more, you know, obviously, you know, when people think of Ben Hogan, Ben Hogan Golf, they're thinking, you know, the incredible irons, they're thinking of, you know, your equalizer wedges, for example. And now we're in, of course, the wood space, of course, and you've been there for a while. But when you go into a conference room or you go into a meeting and you talk about, hey, what are we going to do next in the woods space? You know, how does that voice of customer play into that? Do you just sit there? And I'm talking about, like, how does it even come up in the conversation?
Yeah, that's a really, really good question. And kind of even just talking about the Hackers Paradise event that is coming up, you know, we treat these events very serious. And trust me, they're fun. We have a lot of fun and we get to play good golf courses and eat great food. But, you know, when we're, you know, either flying back on airplanes to meet with each other as a group, as Ben Hogan, there are notes that are taken all weekend long during these events. So it's not really of how are they brought up. I mean, it's they are brought up. We talk about this, and you know, some of the guys on Hackers Paradise become friends, and they'll say, hey Tyler, you know, send me a quick text, and JB will make fun of me because I do give my cell phone out on on these trips, and I've created good friends amongst these players in these trips and events. So it's been a good time, but you know. You got, I mean, the THP community is kind of the ears of Ben Hogan out there. And a lot of people we're very thankful for answer a lot of our questions on our behalf because of, you know, the knowledge of the Ben Hogan brand, the product itself, or again, access to us where they can send text, they can send email and just stay connected with us. So it's great all around. It's just something that is, it's not how it's brought up. It's when, and it's definitely happening all the time.
So the event that you just referenced is the 2020 Ben Hogan Experience, where you're actually teaming up with another friend of our show, and I know a friend of yours, UST Mamiya, and Danny Lee specifically will be out there. And so just a couple quick things, and I'm not going, unfortunately, because it's a crazy time, but I would love sure. to have been there, if nothing else, just to kind of sit at the dinners and all the things that take place off the course as well. But the way that I understand it, the event is Team UST, Team Danny, Team Tyler.
Yeah.
And it's two foursomes going head to head. You got to be excited about it.
For sure. Always excited to play golf with Danny and CJB. Always good times. And we did this last year together in November at PGA National. This year we're at Hammock Beach. Again, it's just a fantastic experience. It's a great way to connect with TH peers. You know, I already negotiated one stroke of handicap for myself, which is even better. So we, you know, Team Tyler already has one extra stroke that we didn't participate or didn't have last year. So one up to us. Danny's in a little bit of trouble as we get going here. But yeah, we're excited and it'll be a fun time for sure.
Now, that's interesting because I've heard that you are quite the stick yourself, my friend. And I know Danny can play, but, you know, you're no slouch, if I understand correctly.
For sure. Danny's a great player. We have good matches. I will say we played one time head to head, and I'm going to admit defeat. I'm 0-1 heads up, but I think he got sick last year. We would have taken the title. So we're kind of, you know, fighting for that first real point. But you're right. But this is the event itself was supposed to happen in March and then April, and it's kind of got pushed back, but it was a priority of ours at Ben Hogan. and glad to be teaming up with THP and UST for this event.
Awesome. Yeah. Two great companies playing for a, you know, a really just a great experience for the folks that are lucky enough to go. Have you played Hammock Beach before?
I have not. No, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I went earlier this year, actually. It seems like so long ago, but it was back in January, and I played in the distance batch that they had with UST. And so it was my first experience ever on an ocean course. And I got to tell you, I mean, the wind was blowing. It was a little cold. The next day actually was a lot better. But man, it is a truly special course. And I'm just excited to hear the feedback that you have as well as others, because I know Danny was there and he's got a little background at that course. I'm sure that he'll probably tell you about.
Oh, great. I'm looking forward to that. No, well, hey, the good thing is the workability of the Ben Hogan irons and used to that West Texas wind. We'll trap some shots and put some shots near the pins.
That's a good segue there, Tyler. See, he's the director of marketing for a reason, folks. He knows how to work on this.
There you go.
So to talk more about not only the products, the GS53 Max drivers, but you know, you've got a lot of great stuff going on at Hogan. And you had mentioned earlier that it has been a weird year. Yes, we did have Mr. White on the podcast not too long ago. And how are things going right now? I mean, overall, it's just an overarching question for any brand anywhere, any business right now. Things are going well?
They are, yes. I mean, I think in March, kind of everyone threw their hands up and said, what is going to happen? And we were in the same boat. We didn't know what was going to happen. Thankfully and fortunately, however you really want to look at this, is we were positioned well for what has happened. We provide premium golf equipment online only, where you can customize your sets, build specs to, you know, whatever you want, for the most part to your game and fit your game. We, you know, other than really pushing back the GS53 Max launch a few, maybe months, everything else is kind of gone off without a hitch. We released the Icon irons in early March, which have been wildly successful for us, which is just, you know, our pure muscle back blades. Really has that traditional look of a Ben Hogan iron. And, you know, we took it a step further in early May when we launched really kind of our own Frankenstein set of our players combo set, which is, you know, a mixture of our Icon irons, our PTX Pro irons, which as you know, and you've probably read about on THP, are, you know, probably our number one selling iron and have been for the past year and a half. Just a good iron, cavity back iron, forged. Looks great, feel great, workability is awesome around them. And then when I say Frankenstein, it's you know, so your pitching wedge through 8 iron, the Icon irons, 7 iron through 5 iron is your PTX Pro, and then you have the option of your 4 iron, which is a PTX Pro 4 iron, at the same time when we released the combination set, the players combo set, we released the UI High utility iron. And the Vector Plus hybrid, which, you know, new utility iron, new hybrid for us. And you really kind of get the best of all worlds, and you kind of get to choose what you want to do in your set makeup. And I know, just not to go back to Danny, but I know he's going to be playing one of our player combo sets. I know a few of the guys that are going to be there have a few of those sets. I have, you know, my own players combo set. It's been, you know, kind of just talking about overall business has been good with the product releases. We've had good product this year, more exciting news coming in 2021. It's been a fun year after we kind of got past everything. And again, positioned well for what has transpired here, really across the world.
Yeah, that's fantastic to hear. And, you know, you mentioned the Vector Plus hybrid. Mm-hmm. Good Lord, that's a good club. I brought that out, and you know, I bring that out to the course, and you know, I know we're here to talk about the GS53 Max, but my goodness, that club is incredible.
Yes. Overall feedback from the players in the field. I mean, another kind of home run for us. It's done well, and you know, I don't know what to say about other than it's done really, really well for us. And the feedback we've received from everybody, just really, really popular club. For giving, you know, feedback is positive for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that Ben Hogan Golf does so well also, and I know a lot of brands are doing this, but I feel like Ben Hogan was one of the first, at least that I can think of right now, a Hogan fit, you know, the online component of fitting. I mean, there's so many people that could benefit from being fit, but they all, you know, you hear the typical, I'll just say the word excuses. You know, I'm not good enough to get fit. I don't have the access to do it. Ben Hogan has really just taken that head on, and you can go online and just go get a fitting. I mean, for all intents and purposes, how has reception been for Hogan Fit?
Yeah, no, that's a great point. Hogan Fit, we've been proud of and has done well for us. You know, we really viewed it as, you know, because we're online only, when someone comes to benhogangolf.com, it started mostly around the irons is, you know, what iron is the correct model for us? And it, you're right, it is Hogan Fit and it is an online fitting. But we do say, like, it is a, you know, our best guess, it's a club recommendation tool for us. And I think you'll see some fun things that are coming out the beginning of the year of what, where we're going and what we're doing with that. As we expand into the GS 53 Max versus the GS 53, like which model is correct for you. And it's basically an online data tool, a survey that we're, you know, gathering questions as if we were on, you know, the driving range right next to you, asking, going through the 10 to 15 questions of what you're going to be asked when you're out on the range and getting fit. So it's been a wildly popular tool for us. We're, you know, obviously working to develop it and add some of the new products into it. And then, you know, on that, at the last page, when you're getting that recommendation, there's usually an option to, you know, you can buy obviously, or demo. And the demo slash trial program for us is another popular tool. And I know one of the questions always asked, and we're working to even get better as a company is, hey, you know, we released the GS 53 Max or the UI high utility irons or the Vector Plus hybrids. When can I hit them? And you know, we understand, like, you can't go to a retailer and go demo them. And so we put a lot of resources to that. I think when you look at 2021, that's going to be a big initiative to make sure that there's always demo product available. We've been overwhelmed with just the success of the program of people raising their hand saying, hey, I want to try this. And so kind of a sneak peek, or not necessarily breaking news, but the GS 53 Max, the Vector Plus, and the UI High utility irons are all coming to the demo program here in the next few weeks.
That's fantastic. And, you know, folks listening to this, you're going to be able to try out some of the best clubs that you really on the market. I mean, don't let the direct to consumer model or the lower pricing fool you. And you've heard me folks talk about this a million times, so I'm not saying anything new, but definitely go out. I mean, these are top tier, high performing, high quality clubs with a name that, of course, you can trust. And I know that sounds cliche, Tyler, but in all reality, I mean, that is what comes with, you know, the name of Mr. Hogan. I mean, you know that you're getting good stuff.
Absolutely. And as we talked about earlier, I mean, it's Mr. Hogan's company and we are, you know, trying as hard as we can to hold the standards that Mr. Hogan created when he began his own company in 1953.
So once again, listeners, we're talking to Mr. Tyler Bruton. He's the director of marketing over at Ben Hogan Golf. Tyler, I know, we got to get going here in just a little bit. We're up against the clock, but how's the game right now? Are you confident going in to the event? I mean, come on.
Yeah, no, I trust me. I've gone into a few of these events where I've just haven't been able to get to the golf course. And last year, you know, seeing Danny in action, I've been to the range a few times. I've played a few rounds in the last few weeks. So I'm getting my game ready as if I were, you know, I still have one more week to get ready. I have four or five more days. I'm sitting in Minnesota. It's supposed to be mid-60s this week. I'm going to the range every day. I'm going to be ready.
Awesome. Yeah, man. welcome to this part of the country. I mean, we're up here and things are getting cold up here. So we got to make the best use out of the time we have left, brother. So I know this week here in the Chicagoland area, it's going to be a little bit nicer. I might actually try to get out tomorrow. Now, I think you just convinced me to go out and try to play a little golf. So. All right, sir. Well, hey, I really appreciate you coming on to talk more about all the great things Ben Hogan Golf is doing right now, including the GS 53 Max driver. I wish you the best of luck next week in the event. Go out, have a great time. Enjoy that golf course too, man. You're going to absolutely love it. So I'm sure that we will have you back on here in the near future, sir.
Awesome. That sounds great, Adam. Thanks for the time today. And if you have any tips, please send them my way.
Will do, sir.